Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russian speakers in Ukraine are under attack, and he claims this invasion is to protect them. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley traveled across the country before the war to see whether that's true.
Oh, so you have three floors.
Come for me.
Andrei Kononenko opened his language school in Kyiv in 2001. Today, he has branches across Ukraine. He says students come from around the world to study mostly Russian.
Europe, U.S., Great Britain, also we get quite a bit of people from Asia sometimes.
Okay, when I looked you up, I looked on the side, it said, come learn Russian in Odessa in Kyiv, and I was thinking, well, that's funny because Putin says there's a genocide against Russian speakers in... So, I mean,
that's a big hoax. There's nothing of that going on. Kyiv is by far and large a Russian-speaking place.
Kononenko says Ukrainian was suppressed during Soviet times, but since Russia launched a separatist war in the East 8 years ago, it's enjoyed a resurgence. Ukraine's parliament has made Ukrainian the country's official language, but the law does not prohibit the use of Russian, which the vast majority of the country speaks fluently. Russian is President Volodymyr Zelensky's mother tongue. Polls taken before the invasion show the law had majority support even in the east of the country, which traditionally has been closer to Russia. I meet English professor Tatiana Smitska at a trendy cafe in the eastern city of Kharkiv before it came under attack. Today, Smitska is hiding in a bunker.
The law says that in public places, everything must be in Ukrainian until you ask to speak another language.
And then it's fine to switch to Russian, she says, pointing out that the law applies to the waitstaff in this cafe. Smitska says the grinding Russian-backed separatist war next door pushed many more people here to want to speak in Ukrainian.
Our language is the protection from Russian. Because when they come here, they say, we don't understand. And somehow they start to understand that we are different.
The mayor, thank you.
Vadim Lach is the mayor of Slovyansk, a town in the eastern Donbass region that briefly came under separatist control in 2014. I meet him the day before the invasion. Lach calls Putin's talk of Russian speakers being persecuted absurd. There's absolutely no discrimination, he says. Official correspondence in our town hall is in Ukrainian, but people continue to speak Russian at work and at home as we always have. Back in Kyiv at Maidan Square a few days before the invasion, a ceremony is taking place for those who died in the 2014 uprising against the pro-Russian government. 78-year-old Maria, who prefers not to give her last name, chokes up as she thinks of them.
My heart is breaking for all these young men who laid their lives for freedom. And my soul is breaking for the mothers who lost their sons.
We thought Russians were our brothers and sisters, she adds, but I want to tell the world they're our enemies. This Ukrainian patriot, like millions of others, expresses her sorrow and anger in her native language, Russian. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.